today, and I'm not going to do a Hebrew word study. I'm not going to tell you what somebody else thinks about it, one of the commentators, the greats that went before us. I just want you right now to close your eyes, and I want you to think of someplace really comfortable. I don't know if it's a place on a trail when you were hiking and you sat down and it was a special place, or a place by a stream, or your favorite chair in the living room, or some place that you remember when you were a child. But just get comfortable. Swish around a little bit so you're really comfortable. Get your hands where you want them. Get your feet where you want them. And then just relax. And I'm going to share this psalm because it has so much heart in it. So feel like the psalmist is talking to you and telling you his story. And you're saying, my gosh, that matches up with my life too. This is how I've felt. So the psalmist says, I'm passionately in love with God because he listens to me. He hears my prayers, and he doesn't only hear them, but he answers them. As long as I live, I'll keep praying to him, for he stoops down to listen to my heart cry. Death once stared me in the face, and I was so close to slipping into its dark shadows. I was terrified and overcome with sorrow. I cried out to the Lord, God, come and save me. He was so kind, so gracious to me. Because of his passion toward me, he made everything right, and he restored me. So I've learned from my experience that God protects the childlike and humble ones, for I was broken and brought low. But he answered me, and he came to my rescue. Now I can say to myself and to all, relax and rest, be confident and serene, for the Lord rewards fully those who simply trust in him. God has rescued my soul from death's fear and dried my eyes of many tears. He's kept my feet firmly on his path and strengthened me so that I might please him and live my life before him in his life-giving light, even when it seems I'm surrounded. So now, what can I ever give back to God to repay him for the blessings that he's absolutely poured out on me? I will lift up his cup of salvation and praise him extravagantly for all that he's done for me. I will fulfill the promise that I made to God in the presence of his gathered people. When one of God's holy lovers dies, it's costly to the Lord, touching his heart. Lord, because I am your loving servant, you have broken open my life, and you have freed me from my chains.
Thank you, Lord.
Feel those chains fall off right now as you listen to your buddy talk to you, the psalmist. He's your buddy, and he's shared with you in this time in that special place that you are. Now let's stand and let's say the last three verses of this psalm together from the Passion Translation. Now I'll worship you passionately and bring to you my sacrifice of praise, drenched with thanksgiving. I'll keep my promise to you, God, in the presence of your gathered people, just like I said I would. I will worship you here in your living presence in the temple in Jerusalem. I will worship and sing hallelujah, for I praise you, Lord. So today, together at Grace Christian Center, we're going to fulfill our vows.